Roxanne, welcome to our show. We call it The Business of Life. Let's get right into it. Your book, Thank God It's Monday. Why did you come up with that title? What does it mean?
Because everybody hates Mondays. Everybody hates their job. And in fact, we're at a 22-year low in terms of employees being happy at work. And as a result of it, companies aren't thriving and people aren't thriving and people are going home and popping the Prozac.
Well, don't you think it's partly the economy, Roxanne? I mean, we're kind of in a world of hurt here.
You can't blame everything on the economy, Billy.
Sure, I mean, I can. Watch me.
I'm watching you.
I'm taking Billy on this one.
Go after him, Roxanne.
Billy, we just got to straighten you out, okay? So let me tell you a couple stories.
All right.
We had a client years ago that hadn't grown more than 2% a year for 10 years in a row. We did this kick-butt kickoff process that we talk about in the Thank God It's Monday book. And within 30 days, they had grown 35%. I called the CEO after that, and we've been working with them now 5-6 years, and they've had astronomical growth, and their profits are 44% a year. And I called them right before the recession, and I said, send out a memo that says the media will be talking about a recession, but we did not sign up.
That's good.
We are going to out-strategize, out-execute, out-market, out-sell all of our competitors. And they're at the top of the game. This is a bank that's now in the top 100 safest banks in the country, and they were a mess when they started working
with them. Is it by any chance Norwest? Or can you tell me without killing me?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay,
no,
sorry.
But I love it. We're talking to Roxanne Emmerich, everybody. Her book, Thank God It's Monday. But let me ask you a question here. I love that. I may steal that from you when you're not looking. Kick butt kickoff. I love that. Kick butt kickoff. Let me ask you a question. It seems to me we've got two worlds. You and I were talking about a little earlier today. We've got the world that I grew up in, and maybe almost the world Billy grew up, where we weren't entitled to nothing. We got up early, we went to work, we respected our boss, we respected the workplace, and today I'm concerned. You know, in your 20s and 30s, that generation, is there a future for them?
There's a future, but there's also an awakening that's necessary. And the awakening is that, you know, life gives to the givers and takes from the takers, and the world has a perfect accounting system. So if you come into a job and say, why aren't they giving me a bigger raise? Why aren't they giving me more responsibilities? Why aren't they oogling over me all day long? You're probably not going to have a successful career. If instead you come in, you go, let's kick some butt, take some names, I see something that needs to get straightened out over there, let me get over there and get that taken care of. It's amazing how quickly those people advance. And so a new consciousness is necessary that really is about seeing what isn't there and making it happen.
Amen. Go ahead, Bill.
No, but I was going to ask you, you know, Roxanne, in any environment, any work environment that's out there, you've got, just like you said, people that are positive and people that are negative. How do you deal with all the negativity that you see at work? I mean, everybody experiences that. How do you deal with it? Is it leadership's responsibility to fix that? Is it HR department's responsibility? Who should take charge here?
Oh, I think it's everybody's job. And we've all been there. You know, you walk in on Monday morning and you're restored. You've had a great weekend and you're thinking over the weekend of some great things you want to make happen. And you walk by that certain person, and just by walking by them, they suck the energy right out of you with their whining or excuses or the eye rolling or just their way of being. And, you know, one of the things that I've been teaching for 20 years when I go into a company with this one-day process to turn them around is how everyone is in charge to make sure that when people are sucking you dry, you better know how to handle that such that they can't keep sucking you dry. Because if you're waiting for HR or management, you're going to have a miserable existence.
I love your chapter, Bust the Bad Attitudes. We're talking to Roxanne Emmerich. She's got all kinds of wonderful resume on her background. Entrepreneur of the Year 3 times, ladies and gentlemen, and in the Speakers Hall of Fame. It doesn't get any better to have a book that reaches the New York's best seller list. Thank God It's Monday. That's the book that I'm holding in my hand right now. Beautiful, beautiful red cover and your pretty face on there. Let me ask you a question here. We talked about this, and maybe I'll ask the question and we'll take a break. Here's what I see in America, because I'm in the merchant processing business. I talk to merchants all day long. They call me, coach, help me out. And what I see is a lack of caring by the employer to look at the employee as their number one asset. I don't see employers creating environments in which the employee can grow. I don't see them helping the employees get educated. I don't see the employees, employers enriching the employees. And I'm concerned because, you know, you're not going to grow your company. Yeah, they're staying there because they're fearful of losing their job. But can you address that when we come back from a little weather and traffic break, please?
Boy, I would love to.
Okay.
And now back to America's business coach, Coach Ron Tunick.
From an undisclosed location somewhere in the state of Minnesota, my very special guest, Roxanne Imrich, her book, Thank God It's Monday. Just before we went to break, it's incidentally New York bestseller too, Billy.
That's no small feat right there, to be on the New York Times bestseller list.
You don't
list.
Get that stamp
awesome.
On the book. I hope someday I get a stamp like that in my book.
Wait,
I'm going to send you my book. He's looking at me. I'm going to send you my book called The Thinking Room. I haven't paid much attention to it, but I'm going to start. People like my book. I'm going to send it to you tomorrow.
Tomorrow. I'll read it.
All right. So we're talking about Thank God It's Monday, the book. But I said before we went to break, the biggest problem that I see with any size employer, small, medium, and large, I deal with them all, is they don't really nurture that employee. Am I right or wrong on this?
I followed a panel of CEOs a couple of years ago, and one guy said, we stopped investing in our employees because they just left us anyway. And so when I got up to speak afterwards, I said, well, here's a scary thought. What if you don't train them and they stay? Now, there's a scary thought. But, you know, the reality is that if you look at the fundamentals, companies that are successful right across the board, they're the ones investing in that education. When I started as a commercial lender, I was looking for businesses that invested in their people because those were the ones progressing and being able to do the things that others couldn't do.
Amen.
That's well said. That is. Now, I want to circle back around because we just started down a path before we went on break, and I want to come back to it. And that is the negative people in the office place. I mean, you're exposed to them all the time, and you've got a very cute term in your book. You call them energy vampires because they just suck you dry. But there's not just one type of energy vampire, is there? They come in multiple shapes and forms.
They come in all different ways. And so, you know, I like to put them in categories because then you can deal with the categories. So, you know, I'll start off with excuse people. These are the people who think a good excuse is a great replacement for a result. And so every time they don't get a result, they come up with they whip up a great story. And so, you know, what we teach people is, first of all, if don't be the person that does it. Just say, I blew it. Here's my massive corrective action plan to get back on track. Or if someone gives you an excuse, just stick your fingers in your ears and say, I'm not listening, I'm not listening. What are you going to do?
La, 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 la.
Fixed. Exactly. You can tell I've raised teenagers.
But, I mean, to me, that's the biggest red flag. They start making excuses. I'm thinking, you're out of here. They've taken me out of hiring and firing people because I'm lousy at it. But I don't know. You know, I have quite a few employees, and they know not to make an excuse in front of me. But I think it's a horrible trait.
It's a horrible trait. There's a few worse ones if you want to get into those.
Oh, such as?
Well, then there are the whiners, the people who always want to tell you what's wrong, but they never use any advancing language to move the situation ahead because then they don't have an audience. And so, you know, when you set a ground rule that says, you know, we just don't do that here, that if you have a problem, you better have the words of solution in that same sentence, otherwise don't open your mouth, suddenly people understand, oh, that's the ground rules. See, most organizations are kind of like India. If you've ever been to India, there's no road signs, no lines in the roads. It's, you know, here's an elephant and here's a car, and everybody's going in different directions, all on the same road. But, you know, there's no direction where to go or how to get there. That's how companies are. They don't have ground rules that say, hey, we're not gonna have excuses. We're not gonna whine. We're not gonna gossip. We're not gonna do all these crazy adult daycare behaviors. We're just going to be grown-ups and be good for each other.
All right, the one day I want my whistle, I leave it down in the car. But this is, to me, your most important chapter, chapter 12, measure everything. This is the one thing employers don't do. It's the one thing employees don't do. I don't get it. I'm just going to take a rest here. Will you explain measure everything, please?
Yeah, it's more than just measuring it. It's measuring and celebrating critical drivers of the business. So, you know, we work with a lot of banks that are in trouble with FDIC, and we turn them around. Many of our banks that we've worked with are now top performers. But when they're a mess, all their people can talk about is what a mess they are. So when we come in and start working with them, the first thing we do is we find certain things they can win at easily, and we measure and celebrate. So we start teaching them phone standards. Here's how you answer the phone, and here's 10 standards for doing it. They get measured, celebrated, and there's awards every week. And they start thinking, hey, we're good at phones. Then we do the next piece. Then we do the next piece. Then we start with the sales stuff. Then we start with you know, other more critical things to the direction of the business. And so, but the key is you have to get people feeling good about some little thing in order for their brain chemistry to become confident again. Because the problem in most workplaces is people have no confidence. They don't think they can do anything anymore. They feel like losers.
But this spins around to how we opened up this segment, is that the employers aren't paying attention. They're not nurturing. They're not, you know, they're not doing the things they need to hire you. We're talking to Roxanne Amrich. I get a commission too if you hire her book. Thank God it's Monday. But let me stay on this measuring thing, measure and celebrate. The most important person in any company is the person that answers the phone, period. I'll argue with you all day long. That person sets the tone for everybody else in that company. And it's the biggest issue I see. You know, people don't speak properly. It's troublesome to me.
Well, you're right. And it's the impression that's created. And it's interesting how we always start with phones first just because you can't blow phones. And so just getting people to understand, okay, now we're going to measure and celebrate phones. And because everyone in the whole company gets measured, including the CEO.
It's ridiculous. I mean, I know there's people listening to us right now that they put a temp out front. You're an idiot. You put a temp out front that doesn't know your product. They don't even need to put you on hold half the time. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I came across that today, and I was going to say something. And I'm keep your mouth shut, Coach.
Well, Roxanne, you say it's easy to do phone, but I mean, and you even measure the
watch
CEO.
It there,
she says phone. It's not anything nerdy, but you even measure the CEO. How do you measure at all levels for phone etiquette?
Well, okay, it starts with, we do this thing called a kick butt kickoff, where we take the managers in the afternoon and we completely throw out everything they believe about how to manage people, and we teach them a much easier, much more sane approach that basically is about non-negotiables and engaging people in doing good things while making it really clear that these are the non-negotiables. Then we work with all the employees, and we get them to make agreements. So we take 2.5 hours. It's very fun. There's things going through the air. People are standing on chairs screaming, wanting to be called on next. We make it very, very fun and engaging. But at the end of it, they walk out with all their agreements about how they'll treat each other and how they'll treat customers. And so they have about, at the end of that time period, about 150 different agreements that they're going to keep. And then they have a system on how they're going to keep those agreements with each other. And so we, almost without exception, our companies will, their growth rate will go up 10 times, 20 times, 100 times their growth rate increases, just because suddenly everyone is attentive to the things that drive profit and growth.
Well, you've got some good ideas. Thank God It's Money. That's the book, Roxanne Amrich. What's your website, my dear?
Well, they can go to thankgoditsmoney.com, and there's free audios every Monday morning that come out as an e-zine that people can listen to with their work teams. It takes 1 minute, and we've got people all over the world that are just going crazy over those for helping them break through. And then they're buying the book in bulk for the whole company to read together to move through the things.
We should mention that tomorrow. ThankGodIt'sMonday.com. ThankGodIt'sMonday.com. Those are one of the websites you want to start your week with. We have a minute left. Let me ask you a question. What is the one most important point that a reader reading your book is going to take away from this fabulous book?
That I don't care what position they're in, they can transform that company. We've had people who were the parking lot attendant. We've had receptionists. We have a receptionist who is now the CEO of a company.
Wow.
That same company who took on and said, I want to do this within our company, took charge of it, and now is running the place. And this company was nearly shut down, and now it's a billion-dollar thriving company.
Well, bless you for being on our show. I hope you live to be 120. They can find you at this very easy website, thankgoditsmonday.com, thankgoditsmonday.com. You've got to come back many more times, Roxanne. You were fun, wonderful radio guest to have on our show. We call the business of life. So we'll see you down the road, my dear.
Looking forward to
Thank
it.
Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Roxanne.